Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Footprints. I hope I didn't speak over the music or make you wait too long. Couldn't hear it. Nevertheless, welcome to Evident Footprints. We've had some trouble this evening getting a hold of tonight's guest, and so I'm going to do the show solo tonight, and I will be taking calls from folks later on in the show if you have something you want to say. I got plenty I want to talk about tonight anyway. We're supposed to have Joe Church on tonight. We're going to talk about the spiritual aspects of what is actually going on in the world. And I'm going to talk a bit about finances and some recent topics that have come to light. Before I go into anything, I want to give a shout-out to some dear friends, Karen, Bob, and Bill, David, Crenshaw, Zachariah, Sheila, and Jill, and also the General. I want to thank you folks for tuning in on a regular basis, and I appreciate the fact that you're enjoying the information that's coming out. I hope you are learning something, at least a little bit of the truth anyway. What do we want to talk about tonight? Well, there are a number of stories coming out. Probably the first one deals with a recent suicide. This is a man who was appointed the chief financial officer of Freddie Mac, I think it was about 6 weeks ago. This person has already committed suicide at 41 years old. Something smells pretty rotten in this story. As it's being given to the mainstream media. However, I want to give you some slants from some other areas, and I'm going to quote a few articles or portions of some articles here. This comes from worldreports.org. This is Christopher Story's website, and he was also the publisher and editor of International Currency Review and a number of other financially based intelligence reports, but these are not from intelligence agencies. This is many years of hard work that Christopher Story has been doing. Now, he may not always be right about everything because he's making some predictions and he's given a lot of information, and many times the information he's given is intentionally erroneous, especially when you're dealing with corrupt governments around the world. And there are a couple of governments that are particularly corrupt, and probably the one in the United States is the most of all of those. This article is dated originally Tuesday, the 14th of April. However, there was an update on the 22nd, and here we are, April 22nd on the West Coast, and already April 23rd on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zones. So this is already old news by at least a half a day. The original article is posted on my website, directlightproductions.com, as well as at Christopher Story's worldreports.org. It's entitled, "Obama Prefers Trachets Over Debt-Free Solution. Stabilization without debt to be handled from London." Now, there's an update on the 22nd of April, as I already mentioned, called Sudden Death Syndrome. Welcome to the third Clinton murder administration. The sudden death of the 41-year-old chief financial officer of Freddie Mac, reported this morning, should serve as a wake-up call for all of those, including the delegates and media people attending the spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank this week and weekend, who have been naively and stupidly handling the global financial crisis as though this is some kind of technical glitch, rather than facing up to the central reality. This is a crisis brought about by relentless criminal financial conduct, and it's being covered up with violence very badly. The Clintons working with Bush Sr. and Greenspan concerning which sorcerers, more is pending, are in the driver's seat, and because these operatives have been stealing, they cannot stop since they have to keep covering up their past thefts, murders, and related crimes. So the cat is now well and truly out of the bag. This is the third Clinton administration, and Obama is just one voice in a murderous criminal enterprise now run by Vice President Biden, who is in charge of the National Security Council, or NSC, which tells the president what to do. Vast sums of money have been stolen, and these are the criminal operatives working for their own self-enrichment and to sustain the illicit supremacy of the U.S. intelligence power, a.k.a. the state within the state, a.k.a. the CIA, who are responsible for ransacking and for the corruption of the international financial system, the banks, and the intergovernmental institutions. Moreover, the core corruptors have been joined of late by certain other personnel, as will shortly be revealed. Their desperation is such that they couldn't care less about the uproar that was bound to ensue from the latest Clintonesque suiciding. Furthermore, the explanation for recent blatant actions by Bush Sr. and Greenspan is precisely that the Clintons are in the driving seat with Biden in charge of the NSC. So they think they have total immunity, even though both are under indictment. We were warned over a year ago by a former U.S. operative that the post-Bush II administration would be worse than its predecessors. The only prediction that he omitted was to confirm that life after W would be Clinton administration number 3. This is the worst of all possible worlds. It means wall-to-wall corruption, more murders, more unspeakable crimes, and the further relegation of the United States to pariah status. That's how we and others are looking at the whacking of the Freddie Mac CFO. Nothing will be remedied until these criminals are dealt with. How can a corrupted financial system be repaired when the crooks who destroyed it are still running the show? Journalists who sidestep this issue because they haven't got the guts to speak the truth or because they quiver in awe of their weak or controlled editors need to ask themselves, am I doing my job or am I just a prostitute? Now, I'll stop there with Christopher Story's report. I'm sure if you're hearing this for the first time, you're wondering, what the heck are we talking about? Well, you hear about a bailout. You hear about banks going under, insurance companies or holding companies going bankrupt and being rescued from debt, when all this is more debt obligation assigned to the taxpayers in order to enslave us. I've said it many times, and this is describing it. Why would you have to ask yourself, why would someone who took over a governmental department suddenly commit suicide 6 weeks into the job? Does anyone out there think that that's even plausible, that someone would do that? You would think that that would be the high point of that person's career, to be appointed to such a position. However he arrived, I don't know who put him there. I would suspect it was Obama himself, or Biden, or both. Word has it that that James Baker III is actually the one trying to clean up all this mess. Now, this is another website, and I don't particularly follow this on a regular basis, nor do I generally put as much credence into this particular writing, which is under the pen name of Casper. Some of you who have followed Nasara may have come across some of these reports. And I'm not saying Nasara in principle is not a good thing or not even a possible reality. To the best of my knowledge, it's underway. And these criminals in Washington and New York and around the world are basically trying to stop this from happening, because you can't have a communist dictatorship with Nasara in the way. See, Nasara will empower the people of the world to do the right things for a change, and it'll probably end the corruption. these guys will have to go to trial. They'll end up in jail or whatever penalty is going to be handed down. And I think you'll find this interesting in light of what Christopher Story has reported, because this comes from different sources. And it's along the same lines of many of the stories we've been doing over the past 2 years on this show. We have been quiet for a while in anticipation of deliveries, first yesterday, then today for sure. And it's talking about the payments of investment funds that many people have made over the years. And they're in derivatives and hedge funds and other types of accounts. And these monies have been stolen, whereas those that have stolen them would like to say borrowed. The military is in possession of the packages, and word was widespread that they had been positioned yesterday for a delivery today. This morning, they are in D.C., still in possession of the military. The military says they will not follow the orders of the World Court because Bush Obama claims to have World Court in their pocket. Meanwhile, the World Court is on our side one day, their side the next. Today, Bush Obama again claims to have them in their pocket. The countries want this done, but take no definitive action, apparently not having the courage to do what is necessary versus the U.S. and Obama. Speaking of our dictator Obama, he is a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde personality. He is, as you see him on television, when not in public, he is crazy. He is variously described as a maniac, a devout communist, and extremely satanic, willing to do anything, anything at all to preserve the status quo, which is the emergency rule in effect since 1933. Bush Jr. was in China over the weekend enlisting the support of the Chi-Coms for a deal to repay the country's part of their stolen assets, gold, if China, the countries, and the World Court will agree with Bush, Clinton, Obama that we, the people, will never be paid. After that meeting, we learned the World Court noise about arrest warrants, then them meaning business this time, final warnings to Obama, etc., was either false in the first place or they have now backed off their promises, threats, and commitments as a result of the unfolding circumstances described herein. Most everyone is frightened of Obama. His plans and his actions are evil. We can think of no better word for them. We don't know yet the outcome of the Bush-Obama deal-making attempts with the People's Republic of China and the countries, meaning the other payees. We don't know yet what has been or will be done regarding the World Court or the current problem. More when possible. Okay, now here's more. This is update number two from Mr. Casper. For a brief moment midday, it appeared problems involving the military had been dealt with and we were back on go, meaning these people, these investors were going to be repaid the monies that have been owed them for a number of years. Late afternoon, the PACs are still in D.C., in possession of the military, and they have orders from Obama and Bush to never let them go. Now think about this, folks. Bush is out of office, and has been for some time, and yet he's calling these shots. Again saying, along with the military now saying, we will never see them, meaning these won't be paid out. Simultaneously, Obama and Bush are reported to be high. That's a quote. Unsure whether that means drugs or they think they have won a final victory. We have no further intel at this time. Unsure what will happen next. We'll report when possible. Then there's a P.S. The military has now told the World Court to kiss their, I'll use the word, rear end. They will not follow their orders. And then a second PPS. More intel arriving as I type from Obama's mouth to your ears dated 10 minutes ago. Quote, we will never see the packages. He will first declare martial law and have all of us arrested. He will, quote, pick us up and send us to jail. He will, quote, get this money one way or another. Now, people don't make this stuff up. Very interesting part number three. This is update number three from, again, Mr. Casper. Tonight, we have been working on and feel sure we now have it confirmed that 34 arrest warrants have been issued for black hats in this country, starting with the top down. For you Messiah worshipers, that means the walk-on-water man himself. We hear all will be served before daybreak. The charges: embezzlement, attempted embezzlement, treason, and 20 other charges. Action, reaction. The country's told the world court that, quote, they are an embarrassment to the world, meaning, of course, our government here in the U.S. We hear the news media in the U.S. and in Europe have been notified of the warrants. We hear the news media in the U.S. is already calling around looking for answers. Some of the players are complaining they have to read the Casper updates to find out what's going on. More tomorrow. Now, this is propitious information and quite coincidental, considering the fact that I've been reporting this for some time. Now, I have a note here that I've dropped off the air, and now I'm back on. So I hope no one missed that. Anyway, what else can we talk about? Well, I was going to talk about, with tonight's guest, who we were unable to contact, I was going to talk about the number 19. And the number 19 is actually a mystical number. It has several meanings, and it has to do with some things that are in the Bible. Now, I'm going to talk about the number 19 for a few moments because some news came out within the past 2 days that there were going to be 19 banks spread across the United States, basically running the whole show. There might be some other banks, but these banks would be swallowed up by the 19, let's say, directory banks, these central banks that they're planning on creating. Now, you have to stop and think about that. Many banks are privately owned. Some are, when I say privately owned, they could be owned by one person or a small group of investors, or they could be owned by a whole community, such as the case in a federal credit union. Now, the issue of the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, can they insure deposits and all that? Well, they say they do, but you have to ask yourself if that's what's really going on, if they're going to swallow up all the banks, and if they're stealing the money, and stealing the people's money, and assigning the debt to the people. I mean, it's a double or triple whammy we're talking about here. Now, I suppose that if this is intended to pass, then we can look at this and understand the significance of these numbers. The number 19 is kind of an interesting number because recently, especially on a few of the science shows we've had, we've been talking about the pyramid, which is this favorite symbol of the Illuminati and their schemes. It's always takes on the characteristics and the shape of a pyramid, an upward triangle. And when you superimpose a reverse triangle or a reverse pyramid over the top of an upright pyramid, you get a six-pointed star. And this six-pointed star, many have seen, many call it the Star of David. It's actually something that's got biblical history behind it. And it's sometimes referred to as the creation holograph. Now, this six-pointed star uses a bunch of numbers, and it uses dots as a means of calculating these numbers. For instance, there are six spokes or 6 points on this star, we could say. They could have lines drawn through from one point across or through the center of the star to another point in any of three general directions. And you have now I have someone summoning me to the chat window. Let's see what's going on. Okay, again, I'm hearing that I'm dropped off the air, so I don't know what's happening, if I'm just talking to myself or anyone can actually hear me. I'm going to try to reestablish connection here with the network.
BBSRadio.com. Removing fear through communication. Engage. Powerful. Unforgettable. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBSRadio.com. My name is Spider Turner, and you can find my music at CDBaby.com.
Hi, this is Jeff from Electron Love Theory, and you're listening to BBS Radio. You can hear Electron Love Theory's new album, Colors of the Galaxy, right here. Check it out further on our website, which is lovetheory.com. We're on iTunes or CD Baby. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBSRadio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet, in the galaxy, and in the universe.